Ooh, you're still backing it up over there, I see.
Oh, I'm backed up. Oh, you have no idea, you know. But later today, I think I'll probably... I think that I will probably not be backed up because I'll be having an epiphany.
Oh. Is that what we're calling
and that's,
it
That is neither gold, frankincense, nor myrrh.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his hall of friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been? Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
no. Little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys? What's going on,
you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 6th of January, 2025.
Yes!
The ancient year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVatria Parton. I'm one of your hosts, the one who's clicking the sounds, Mr. Larry H. Bader, spelled
Bader, V-E-D-E-R.
Not only is it wrong, is a little need to tighten that up a little
tighten
bit.
Tighten it up a little bit. There's a delay today for some reason. Spelled V-A-D-E-R, even if he can't be bothered. Mr. Larry H. Bader, and joining me today is y'all. It's
Mr. Gassy.
I don't know what's happening over there today. But Santa Fatty should have brought him an air purifier for the villa.
Well, either that or, you know, a bedsheet desoiler.
Well, that's true, because the washing machine doesn't stand a chance.
Well, it doesn't. It can only do so much.
Y'all, it's Big Fatty, everyone. Hi, Big Fatty.
Hi.
Ooh, Bird Friday. Y'all, it's big doing. Not really.
There's big doings.
Nothing. Y'all, since we last spoke, I got nothing. Y'all.
But there's big doings.
There's big doings coming up. Go ahead and put this out there now, y'all. There will not be a little show next week.
And that's in honor of us observing Smelly's birthday.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Right.
There will never be a show. We're not sure how else to celebrate.
Well, we normally record on Sunday, and that's when Smelly's birthday is.
Right.
So
right. And so
we just it's to show respect.
Right. It is. And y'all, you don't want to disrespect Mr. Bacon. No, sir. You do not want to disrespect Papa Bacon.
Nope. And by Smelly, I don't mean old Stink Pot.
Oh no, no. Well, at first, when you said it took a minute to process. But I knew that Smelly's birthday was coming up.
You know, it was Stink Pot if we had the Velements music. But since we did not have the Velements music, like let's say for instance, it was Stink Pot's birthday.
It tastes cool and refreshing. Then you haven't tried Velements. They took the sugar out. You really taste the mint. So fresh, they take your breath away.
Velements took the sugar out. You can really taste the mint. So fresh, they take your breath away. Cool refreshment, Velements.
Try sugar-free Velements. You really taste the mint. In three refreshing...
You know, I just realized my loins and Velements have a lot in common.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, they take your breath away.
Ah, I can't disagree with that. As someone who has been in the unfortunate position of being near Big Fatty when he's gassy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's why I still to this day have much respect for Mrs. La 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 Lauren, because y'all, she was under the kilt, and that is dangerous.
Oh, she was.
to the gas.
Very close. Well, she's scarred for life.
Right, right. Well, look, you know, it took her another 20 years to get married.
Don't talk about that because, you know, there are just some things you don't share about your past.
Ah, right. Yeah, don't you wish?
This is one of those things.
Right.
Okay. Oh. But yeah, we're not going to have a show next week because...
Y'all, I'm going... I am getting on the aluminum tube of death, and I'm hoisting to the Lost Wages for 6 days, 7 days. Three, four,
when do you leave?
Four, five, six. Six, seven days. I leave Thursday. What are you doing Thursday morning about 11 a.m.?
What are you doing Thursday at 11 a.m.?
Boom, boom. I have changed flights about 43 times. And it's part of it was I was supposed to go on Wednesday, early Wednesday.
Oh, morning. Yeah. Yes.
And y'all, CES is in full force on Wednesday. And I just... Y'all, it's too much. I don't like the 7 a.m. flight because that means leaving for the airport before 6 a.m., which means getting up even earlier. And y'all, it was a wasted day anyway because, I mean, what am I going to do? Yeah, I get to the Lost Wages around noon or 1 o'clock, but then you're exhausted. So,
yeah. Right.
And also the hotel, motel... Tuscany Suites and Casino, y'all. It was expensive, and y'all, our host comped us quite a bit of our stay. But y'all, that one night probably ended up being half of the total cost. So
Wednesday night,
it's CES. It's the biggest event in Las Vegas. So
yes.
Yeah. So
now for those who don't know what that is, that of course is
it is
CES.
So it is the most powerful tech event in the world. Of course.
So it's the BFO technology segment. Is that what you're talking
basically,
about?
Basically.
Yeah.
Okay. And so y'all,
please stop by the booth when you're out there.
Right. I will. So y'all, it starts, actually as we're recording this on the 5th, it starts with like media day, for a few days and then on, or I guess just today. And then, really on Monday, there's, It gets her going, and I'm just looking. Yeah, they've got all sorts of events from all the big vendors of technology the entire week, and it should be a good time, y'all. I've got an attendee pass for a day, I guess. I don't know. I haven't gotten to the motel yet. So if there's still anything going when I get there, y'all, I will pop in and see what it's all about.
Well, just let them know that if they have any technology questions, they can just call them into the BFO.
I will let Samsung, LG, Microsoft, I'll let them know. I'll let them know.
Let them all know. And, coming soon, it will be the return of the BFO ham map. I don't know if you were aware of that.
Both so. Crooked Hat. Speaking of, I do have a Crooked Hat update for later. Y'all, Crooked Hat and I both could jigger up the Google Maps to make the ham map for Big Fatty, but y'all, I'm not sure which one of us is least motivated to do that. So it really, we'll see who gets to.
Well, there'll be no discussion on this because Crooked Hat does not listen to the little show.
Probably best that he doesn't hear my update.
Probably best.
Yeah.
Probably best.
So, yeah. So last week was the New Year's Eve, everybody, and y'all.
Wait a minute. You've flushed by something.
Oh.
You're going to Lost Wages, not just for the electromagnetic show. Mm-hmm. You are also going
to gamble.
Right.
Y'all, I'm playing in the pokey tournament, or not really a tournament. It's just a little game. I am not a WBG. That's world's biggest gambler on the YouTubes. I am not a WBG. So but I, gonna play. The Tuscany is having a little hoot nanny. And y'all, I have even heard rumor that possibly now and if you're listening, special guest. Please take this with a grain of salt. I have heard possibly that there's a special guest joining me next week. Next, like, Tuesday, Wednesday, something like that. So yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I can't remember. But y'all, there's a chance of a special guest popping in to see me, who just surprised me this week by saying hi. Yeah, looking forward to that. So
well, if it happens,
and if not, please, like I kept saying, do not feel obligated.
Will your name be in lights?
I hope not.
Because I can just see there on the giant marquee at the Tuscany Inn and Suites.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Larry Vader.
Oh, yeah. Y'all, we do like to celebrate what we like to refer to as speed limit birthdays here on the little show. And y'all, this is one of those.
You're gonna love Medicare. Let me just tell you.
Yeah, speed limit birthdays end in fives or zeros, mm-hmm. and so this is one of those. And it isn't a big one, and it really isn't a emotionally big one either. But you know what, y'all, why not?
Will there be a square cake or a round cake?
Hopefully a buffet cake.
Hopefully.
If I need to hear back from the special guest and see if they are, in fact, going to pop in. And if so, we'll probably go to a buffet. If not, y'all, I'm going to go to a buffet by myself. But I'm not going to go to multiple buffets. But the older you get, one day. Yeah. Or not even... back like 2 days in a row, because you know the gullet, it's
well good. But now the breakfast buffet, you know,
I don't do the breakfast. Now I'll do the brunch buffet, like a seafood brunch, but I don't do the like breakfasty stuff. That's just too many carbs, and you can't eat enough to get your money's worth, you know.
So until you walk in the door.
Well, right. Right. But you know, the older we get, the less of a big deal we want to make about our birthing day. So.
Oh, well, excuse me. Should we just start over again? No,
I'm very busy.
Oh.
Very busy. Okay. I've got the nuts and bolts ready to go in the oven downstairs. So
nuts and bolts.
Yeah, y'all, let me tell you, we are going to get to New Year's Eve, which won't take but about 3 seconds to get through for both of us. Y'all got back to the coal mine this week, and just a couple of days, just Thursday and Friday. Y'all, it's a good thing I went, because hardly anybody else did. And y'all, some of them, they like to lie. They're like, oh, we didn't know we were open this week. Oh, bullshit. You knew that we were open. Anyway, got back to the coal mine, and the new skull, let's call her the new skull. Y'all, she said, oh, how is your grandma? And, you know, we talked about the hats. And, y'all, I've got a hat update. I said, how is yours? And, you know, we talked a little bit. Y'all, she had another death in the family. Y'all. She is the Jessica Fletcher of the coal mine. Because I just don't know how many family members she can have left. But anyway, y'all, she said, oh, and did you eat anything good? And I said, yeah, and we talked about that. And then she said, well, did you have any of Big Fatty's nuts and bolts or his salty nuts? And I said, I did. You know, it's a very limited amount of salty nuts.
Yes.
But she said, all I wanted was some of those nuts and bolts, and no one made any for me. And you didn't even give me any Joanne's pretzels.
Oh.
Y'all, I spent Saturday afternoon whipping up a batch, really an hour, whipping up a batch of the Joanne's pretzels. I had depleted the strategic butter reserve. So when I was at the grocerarium this afternoon, y'all, they only had the salted butter, but was able to get some of that so I can make the Big Friday's nuts and bolts.
Well, salted butter is what you use in nuts and bolts.
I thought it was unsalted butter in nuts and bolts.
No.
Oh, okay, no. Well. Good thing I got the salted butter.
Yes, absolutely.
And I had the other ingredients, because I had made some, we call it, the Hatterina calls it puppy chow, which is like
puppy chow.
Very okay, similar great. Ingredients, but it involves chocolate and powdered sugar instead of being savory. It's sweet and savory. So I had most of the ingredients. So I said, well, I'll whip up a batch of the Big Fatty's famous nuts and bolts. But y'all, I had to run the dishwasher first. So y'all, I'll run down there when we're done recording and get to mixing. And y'all, even when I was at the Aldi La today, I got a new canister, like a plastic canister to put it in. Because y'all, I only had one and it's got the Joann's pretzels in it.
Oh, y'all, I was asked if I needed more Joann's pretzels and I didn't. I couldn't believe I had to deliver that news.
Well, but I mean, you know.
Honestly, I have had so much shit to eat around this house, I'm kind of saving them for the, you know, the post, you know, get back into normal.
Right. Well, y'all, they do save. They get better. Yes. They get better the longer they sit because, y'all, it's dill and ranch powder and garlic powder and that sort of stuff. So it, you know, and olive oil. So it just gets better if you save it for a while. Now, did the right. Nip ever retrieve his Joann's pretzels?
I did deliver those to him, yes.
Oh, thank goodness. Y'all haven't heard a word from him.
Well, you know, it's too much.
I understand. But yeah. But y'all, I also, it was one of those things where I ran into the Aldi and I needed two things. I needed some lunch meat because I didn't have much of it. And y'all, I make a little sandwich, especially like this week. I don't want to cook anything big.
Right.
And right. I needed the butter, but then I also needed coffee pods, those Keurig pods, because.
Oh, yeah.
The coffee that the Tuscany Motel provides, y'all, it's garbage. It is hot trash. And so we like to take our
brown water.
Yeah, basically. It's y'all, some people don't like that chicory coffee in Nolens. Y'all, mm-hmm. I would drink that all day compared to the shit that they serve there. And even there, they have a coffee shop. It's not a Starbucks, but it's like Italian themed coffee shop. Even their coffee is garbage. So anyway, and it's expensive. It's like $5 for a cup of coffee.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, and that's just a plain cup of coffee. And I'm, you know, I'm not cheap, but that's a meal over the course of your trip.
Yeah.
Either way, y'all, I don't like to go out and about with my coffee. You know, I like to sip my coffee in my bathrobe and my stretchy pants. So So, y'all, we had to pick up a box of those pods because y'all will need it because y'all were there for 6 mornings. So, that means 6 mornings of drinking coffee. And there's two, you know, I have two cups each. And
now, will you be taking extras in case the special guest shows up?
No, the special guest is not staying with me. I'm not sure where the special guest is staying. So, special guest, you're welcome to stay with me, but I interpreted special guests' chitter chat is that they would make their own reservations and maybe stay longer. I don't know. But I mean, who wants to share a turlet with me, really?
No one.
Yeah. Speaking of.
Let me answer for everyone.
Right. Well, it's
speaking of turlets and sharing one with you, how was your New Year's?
Well, y'all, when Big Fatty and I don't think we said this on the show. I don't think I gave too many details, but I know when he and I were chatting, we talked about it. And y'all, I wasn't sure. I had a motel reservation for the car lot, which I canceled early on. I decided I didn't want to go that far. And then, y'all, I also was considering going to the Pulse Ultra Club. And y'all, I wish I had. If for no other reason, y'all, they closed the doors. For 10 days, but still, that was a pretty
big... The Pulse Ultra Club?
Yeah, she's shut. It will not reopen. She is reopening this coming Friday. So...
Was there a major renovation, or they finally decided to steam the stool that you usually sit on?
Y'all, I thought about that today, and I said, do you think that they will clean the carpets in there? And then I realized, no, that's not. Y'all, the owner posted and he said, look, you know, this is one of our slowest times, and we are tired, and we would like a vacation. So we're just going to shut her down for a week and a half. And you know what? I don't blame him. I don't blame him. So everyone deserves a vacay, especially y'all. They went through a lot during COVID, and so I'm sure he hasn't had a good vacay in years. So Ken and Kendall and John and Judy, y'all, they're off living their best lives this week. So good for them. And yep, so they will be reopening. But y'all, I thought about it, and y'all, I didn't go. It wasn't even the money. I just couldn't. It's too much. Too much.
Too much.
The people, the crowds, the weather was like really warm, which meant it would just be hot in there because it would be wall to wall people. And so I, you know, like I, no thanks. So y'all, I went out to and had tacos at the Los Reyes with Big Mama, and then I went to bed. And y'all, Big Mama texted me about 11 o'clock and said, Mr. Vader, were you lying to me? Did you really just get rid of me so you could go out and have fun? Because I'm awake now, and I'm wide awake. I want to go out and do something. And I said, I'm in bed. And so, oh, okay. So, anyway, and I assume you just, you know, once you cleaned the turlet after Granny left, you just got into the...
Well, you know, the Friday at Fatty's group was here on a Tuesday night. And, wait a minute, I've just gotten an e-letter from the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. So, evidently, big doings. Big doings. And, but... I was in bed a little after 9.
Okay. Well,
it was fun. It was good.
I did not see midnight, and it's rare that I don't on New Year's Eve. But y'all, if I weren't going to Las Wages this week, I probably would have done something. But y'all, I didn't have any FOMO. Because the last thing you want is to be bone weary, go back to work, even though we had the weekend off, and then go out of town again. Y'all, my charger plate, it's a little soft right now. I didn't want to cause it to have the full-on meltdown. So yeah. But then my vacay, y'all, it was in a little bit of jeopardy because we were expecting, and still are, but for a while, y'all, we were expecting the Arctic air to come through. And you know, the last time we had temperatures in the teens, y'all, Big Fatty had frozen pipes. I was not comfortable going out of town unless I turned the water off at the street and then drained it. But y'all, that's not the end of the world. But the problem is I'd get home at midnight and then have to be out there trying to turn the fucking water back on. So, and then if something bursts, then you're dealing with it at midnight, you know, not in a reasonable hour. So I was watching, but y'all, the weather's changed and it's going to be cold, but it's not going to be teens. It's going to be upper 20s, which is tolerable. So anyway, so I am going, you know, but I am playing it by ear because y'all, if that Arctic front comes through, y'all, it could pose an air traffic issue. So we will have to watch it and see. I do not have my hopes up. I will not be surprised if I do not make it to Lost Wages on Thursday. Let's put it that way. Yeah. So, but you know what else I'll be?
Fat.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead. Or alive!
All right, everyone, it's that game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of people born on this day near my celebration of exiting the birth canal. And I have to tell you if they're dead or alive, which I probably won't know. But then I also have to guess who they are. And I'm going to tell you, I don't think you had a lot to choose from today.
Oh, I have a lot to choose from today.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Julie Chen.
Ooh, the Chen bot herself. Y'all, she's still alive. Her career is hanging on by a thread, but she is a CBS host, and she was on The Big Brother. I don't know if she still is.
She certainly is. Julie Chen is. She's a television personality, as they say. And she is alive, and she is still the host of Big Brother! Anthony Scaramucci.
Oh, y'all, his career is dead as a doornail. Y'all, you would know him, but he's alive. But you would know him from the politicals. He was in the first Trump administration, but I do not remember what role he had.
Anthony Scaramucci is indeed alive, and he was the White House communications director for 10 days.
I was going to say, there were many of those. So, yeah.
So, Howie Long.
Ooh, Howie Long. Y'all, every time Big Fatty asks me about this one, I can't remember. But y'all, Howie Long is dead as a doornail, and he was a pioneer in aviation, actually.
Howie Long is indeed alive, and he was a former NFL football, sports ball person, and now is one of the major commenters on the Fox NFL. John Smith.
Well, he's still alive, as far as I know. Y'all, he moved. He moved. He was my neighbor. He was my neighbor. Yeah. He just sold his place.
Yep. Yeah. John Smith, dead as a doornail. He was an English explorer and the leader of the Virginia colony. Yes. How about that? Yeah. Do we have time for one more?
Wasn't he the first governor of Virginia? Yeah, we have time for one more.
Okay. Bonnie Franklin.
Bonnie Franklin. Y'all, you would, I mean, she really does just fade into history a little bit, but y'all, she's dead as a doornail, and y'all, she was the wife of that Benjamin Franklin.
Bonnie Franklin is indeed dead, and she was an American actress and the star of One Day at a Time. And I got one more. Got one more for you. One more for you here. Vic Tayback.
Vic Tayback. Y'all, he is, I guess he's still alive. And y'all, that Vic Tayback was the football player, and he hosted, was it Monday Night Football on NBC? NBC, yeah.
Yeah, Vic Tayback, dead as a doornail. He's been dead for 35 years, and he played Mel on Alice.
Oh, kiss my grits.
Kiss my grits. You know, Alice just recently died also.
I heard
that. You had heard that or not.
Yeah,
so,
y'all, so sad.
Anyway.
So sad. Y'all, speaking of
One last one. Last one, I promise. John DeLorean.
Oh, y'all, I think he's still alive. He was the founder of that DeLorean Motor Company, which produced the famous stainless steel DeLorean, which people still want for some reason.
John DeLorean was an American automaker, and he died 20 years ago.
Really? Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
So, how about that?
Y'all, before we forget, I just wanted to make sure I gave that Crooked Hat update. Y'all, on Saturday night, I decided I wanted a little hamburger. So I got in the car and I'd warm the car up. Y'all, it was cold. Warmed the car up, got in the car, and I was backing out of the Vader family parking space. And I was like, that looks like the Crooked Hat Mobile parked perpendicular but in front of me in a different little parking area. And I was like, wonder who's parking there, because that's Mr. John Smith's home parking space.
Right.
And he moved out. Also, he's an older gentleman. So I knew he did not have a sports car. Anyway, I said, gosh, it looks like they got real close to the retaining wall that would also run parallel to how they were parking. But y'all, I went out to dinner, came back, got my stuff. This afternoon, y'all, I was going to the grocerarium, and I walked out the door, and y'all, I walked right into Officer Larry. Y'all, the car had been stolen, and I guess they ran it up. It had impacted the brick retaining wall and was balancing there, and I didn't even notice because it was dark.
Bless his heart.
I know. So Officer Larry was there. He's like, did you see anything? And I said, no. I saw it last night. I just thought somebody was visiting.
Well, you know, you bring up an excellent point about accidents and how important retaining walls are, especially the ones that are around the turlet.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
A lot of extra rebar in those.
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh.
Sounds like Vader's leaving.
Gotta go, everyone. Off to Vegas. No show next week. In lieu of gifts, please just call the BFO and give him some content.
Aww. Thanks, Harvey.